Okay, yeah, go on then. You can continue talking.
Yeah, no, I was just, talking, and then BD was like, shut the fuck up. Let's start recording.
Sometimes producers got to produce.
So sorry. I feel like Keisha called in the studio with Dizzy. if you know, you know. And I was just saying that when I picked the documentary. So if you guys don't know, we tend to just like, you know, pick different documentaries between the two of us. And I picked this one. But I saw a really grabby bit and I was like, oh, this looks good. And then I picked it because I saw it on TV. I kind of regret doing that. Yeah, because we've done a lot of stuff. I feel like we've done a lot of stuff on incels.
No, we've only done one documentary on incels. Yeah. But it's just so funny because incel culture is basically like... everywhere.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and it's more on the same. So I wish I'd picked... There's another episode on called Rough Sex. I think we should do that. I haven't watched it yet, so I might watch it.
We'll do that somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
I haven't even started. Let's do the intro. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of Two Girls, One Doc.
One Doc.
It's your girl, BD.
It's Four Ends, the foodie.
And we are back with another episode.
Yeah. Okay, I've got my fan on. BD's recovering.
It's not even that hot.
No, it is hot in my the sun is in my living room
right
now.
The sun is shining, the weather is
warm. How can you roll your eyes? I'm not going to kill myself.
It's not about killing yourself. It's just a small sacrifice, a little bit.
No.
An hour tops.
No,
for the
sorry.
People,
I'm
for the
so,
listeners.
And I run hot. Like, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm lips in the mic. You might not even hear it, to be honest.
No, we'll hear it, but it's fine.
And BD is recovering
from... Is your window open?
No.
Okay. That's
why?
Better. No, it's just better when your window's not open.
I'll reduce the fan, though.
Yeah, just I'm recovering from...
Yeah, she's recovering from food poisoning.
Tummy turmoil.
Yeah. This was serious, though. Because usually it's like a day. Like...
I literally...
This
is
crazy.
I get so weak in the knees.
Obviously not that sick.
No, I'm so weak. Like, to do anything... I haven't eaten proper food in like 3 days.
I wish I could just...
And I have zero appetite.
I feel like that woman in the Bible that wanted to touch Jesus' cloak. Mm-hmm. I want to touch that fried rice you ate. I could do with 3 days of no eating.
No, it's been horrible. But I'm drinking, not alcohol, guys, please. I'm a serious somebody. Just juice, apple and mango juice with some ice.
Yeah, I'm drinking an iced tea. No, iced coffee. Yeah. Hmm. I'm really going to be sad when the iced coffee weather is over because I love an iced latte. Like, I live... for an ice latte, nah.
Only works through certain months of the year.
No, but just like in the winter, you want to be warmed up.
I'm not really a hot beverage kind of girl, you know.
No, I love a warm beverage, hot. But anyways, let's get into it so BD can go and rest.
Thank you.
So this documentary is part of the Laura Whitmore Investigates series, and this one is called.
Why Men Hate Women, The Truth
Why
About Incels. Can I just say from the top, for those who don't know, Laura Whitmore is former host of Love Island.
I was going to say
the
this.
Original Love Island. I think that this makes a lot more sense for her. And I hope that she continues in this fashion.
Yeah. I think so too. She's a very pretty girl, very nice girl, but I just don't think... I don't.
Love Island doesn't make sense for her.
Yeah.
It never did. But maybe because her man is the voice, her man is the narrator guy.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a bit of like nepotism. But like, I think that this just makes sense. I like when things make sense. Just makes sense.
Do you think it makes sense for Maya Jama?
I don't know who. I think it makes more sense than Laura Whitmore.
To be honest, like Caroline was up there. Like she said.
I just think that she was the original. So like that's what we saw. And that's what
yeah.
we knew.
Like, I think Gemma would do quite well.
Gemma, who's Gemma?
Collins, is that her name? Gemma?
Oh, what, the...
Towie.
The one from Towie.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, but they don't really have to do much, do they?
They don't, but she'd make it a bit more interesting. Some razzle-dazzle.
Yeah, razzle-dazzle, yeah. But yeah, all in all, I think Laura Whitmore was the worst one that we've had for Love Island. But she makes a lot of sense here.
All in all, cancel the show.
Oh, gosh, where did that come from?
Where did that come from?
This guy shut indoors for me.
Oh, okay. It's not like someone fell. So the documentary opens up with just different kind of a compilation of different people talking about the incel community and different incels themselves. What did I say?
No, I'm just saying compilation.
Oh, God,
you skewed that word in my mind now.
Guys, but I need someone to back me up on this. Send a tweet, an email. No, yes. When you think of compilation, do you not think of porn? Because it's always a compilation.
We do now because of you, not okay. Because we ever would have ordinarily.
So sorry. Don't be angry. And they're different incels talking. So we learned that, and we've learned this before if you've listened to our podcast previously, but incel stands for...
Yeah, we did an episode, episode 33, Inside the Secret World. That's a good episode to listen to after this.
Yeah.
I'll link it below.
So we learned that it stands for involuntary celibate. So people who want to be in sexual relationships but cannot. And again, we don't meet him, but we hear of Elliot Rodger, who was one of the, first self-declared incels who murdered people and took himself out after, and he's now seen as like their martyr. He's like the pope of the incel community. Like, yeah, I was watching a TikTok on his life, and he had a very normal upbringing. Like, it's weird. He wasn't even that isolated.
It doesn't really make sense for him to be what he became.
No, I think he had other issues. And his original manifesto was he was going to kill his stepmom and then go around killing people. But he wasn't able to kill and go into a sorority and kill people. But he wasn't able to kill his stepmom. So then he just did the shootout thing that he did.
Yeah.
So Laura tells us to understand incels, she has to meet them, and so she's going to meet some incels, which you don't really have to, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just funny because she is like the embodiment of what they despise. Like, she's blonde hair,
she's
pretty.
The Stacey.
Yeah, she's the Stacey. So it's crazy that she's like, yeah, like I have to, like it's like me being like, okay, I'm going to infiltrate a KKK. Like,
I have to speak with the members of the KKK.
I have to speak with them.
How else will I understand why they think the way they think?
Listen, I'm good with watching videos. I don't need to be up close and personal with that shit.
Absolutely not.
So she's going to meet this incel who calls himself Dark Cell on the internet. And he posts a lot of vile things, like the stuff you'd expect. And he wears a mask in his videos and he masks his voice. So when he comes to see her, he's wearing a mask as well. And Dark Cell says that if it wasn't for Elliot Rodgers, they wouldn't have such like a negative name, that not all incels want to go about killing people and shooting. But obviously, because Elliot Rodgers, was the, I guess, pioneer, I don't know if that's the right word, or the original, whatever, like now all people who were called, who were identified as incels have a negative name or bad connotation. And he basically says equity is a joke. Men and women are different, and we should go back to how things were in the 1950s, because that's when things were the best. Like, we weren't meant to be equal.
How do you know? Are you there?
Okay, help me ask. Help me ask. So Dark Cell reveals that one of his videos incited someone to kill a woman, or so the person killed his girlfriend. And he initially was like, fuck that. But now he just thinks, I wouldn't do that, so it's basically none of my business.
Yeah, so the guy is Brandon Clark, right? And he murdered Bianca Devins in 2019. Yeah. And he used, like, the clip, like, the Dark Souls clips as, like, yeah, this is why I'm kind of killing her. And it's like, okay, you weren't there, you didn't pull the trigger or whatever. But, like, this is your fault. You are responsible in some way for her death.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, but sometimes I wonder, it's okay, they touch on this later, so I'll just get when I get there. But so she says, if she asks him if he cares about the victim or her family, and he says,
I didn't know her, so I don't have to care about her. I'm saying
I didn't know her, but I still feel sad for her.
What reason to care about a group of people that never gave you any sort of positive reinforcement? Like, what I'm just supposed to give? It's like, what, because they're human?
And it's just like, okay, but this is a human being. Like, she died and you don't
basically
care.
She said, do you have any empathy?
Yeah, and he's like, nah.
Even sympathy you don't have.
He's like, none of that. So finally, like, in this conversation, he gets to the root of his anxiety. And I think all incels need therapy, but this guy probably most especially. Because he basically says that all of his anxiety and stress comes from things that happened to him as a kid. So he has his, so he says his source of it is his mum primarily, because she brushed away things that happened to him. And he doesn't say what they are, but I guess you can infer there was maybe some sort of abuse. And she kind of brushed it away, blamed his dad for a lot of things. And obviously seeing his mum do that, it started to build that hatred towards women. And then his sister was really homophobic to him. So she used, you know, the typical homophobic slur that we're all aware of, because he didn't have a girlfriend at a certain age. And it's kind of like a cycle. Like, okay, so she's bullying him and berating him for not having a girlfriend. He then has a lack of self-confidence. He cannot go out in the world and have normal interactions. He then projects the fact that he's not dating because of, you know, things that have happened to him onto women, and then an incel is formed. So he says that he thinks that his mum and his sister are the source of the reason why he can't speak to women, like, because they've like beaten him down basically so much. And he says that he doesn't support abortion, but he thinks abortion would have been the best thing for him.
So you support abortion?
And by best thing for him, he means he should have been aborted. That could have been better for him and the world if he, like, was never born. Which is a really sad thing to say. Like...
Boo fucking who, okay? Like, I get it, right? Like, life has been shit, okay? But I just feel like you're so close, yeah? You can acknowledge that, like, these... The way that you think now stems from these things that have happened to you. But all you need to do is go the further step and be like, all right, okay, cool. Let me try and resolve these issues and realize that actually, yes, this did happen to me. It shouldn't have. It's not my fault. It doesn't define who I am. And try and build from there. Like, how you just stop at, oh, you were mean to me and you called me this and I couldn't get a girlfriend. Now I hate all women. That's just the laziest way to continue.
It's the laziest way.
Did you even try to be better?
It's terrible. So she says that it... Laura says it was hard to gauge his emotions with the mask on, but I think it was pretty easy. Like, you got all the emotions from everything he was saying and the tone of his voice. He was angry
and his legs was shaking.
Literally, he was in pain. He was anxious. Like, girl, BFFR. So now we learn about the Manosphere movement, and Andrew Tate obviously comes up because he perpetrates a lot of these dangerous misogynistic views, and we'll talk a little bit more about what the Manosphere is. But we meet Anthony Dream Johnson, who has this event. Well, we don't meet him, but we see a video of him, and he has this event called 21 Summit Make Men Alpha Again, and it's very similar to the Andrew Tate like event that we saw on Vice, and it's all about promoting hyper masculine.
It's like another incel documentary.
Yeah, there've been two. Because Andrew Tate is also an incel. But then I don't know if he is, because he has sex. I don't know what... But he's harmful.
He just hates women. And that's why it's harmful to say incel and mean. Because it's not all the same thing. Like, incel is literally just... You're just not having sex, and but you want to be. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like... It's easy to kind of like conflate misogynists with incels. Sometimes they're not incels. They're just misogynists. Yeah. Sometimes they're both.
Sometimes two things can be true. So we learn about the pill theory from The Matrix, and basically in the incel community, they see themselves as black pill taking people.
Sorry, go back. That Make Men Alpha Again, yeah? They also had the whole Make Women Virgins Again.
Oh my god, that's right. But
I was like, is everyone okay? Is everyone all right? Like,
if women were virgins again, you wouldn't even exist. So what, like, what? It doesn't make sense.
Nothing makes sense here.
So we learn about the pill theory amongst incels. So basically, if you've watched The Matrix, you know that I think it's Neo, the guy that Lawrence Fishburne plays. He offers that sexy guy, I've forgotten his name, two pills, a blue pill and the red pill. And I think the blue pill is to, like, each allows you to see the world differently. And then he had to pick one of the two. And I always think about that movie and I say to myself, because I watched it when I was quite young, but then in adulthood, I just say to myself, couldn't I just told him to fuck off? Like, I don't want to, I just want to continue how I am. Like, why must I pick?
But what was the difference with the blue pill and the red pill? I don't remember it.
I will search now and tell you, because I think they said it, but I couldn't.
Because I just see it as a meme, but I don't think I ever, like, watched it. Like, maybe it was on Channel 4 at one point, but I don't think I actually understood what was happening.
The red pill and the blue pill represent a choice between the willingness to learn a potentially unsettling or life-changing truth by taking the red pill, or remaining in the contended experience of ordinary reality in the blue pill. So the blue pill basically is that your life is the same. The red pill is like you take something, you take it, and then you
it's
learn.
It's like when Adam and Eve ate the apple.
Yeah, but it's like, why must there be a red and a blue pill? Why not just there's the red pill or nothing?
Or no pill. Because then we wouldn't be saying red pill versus blue pill, we'd be saying red pill, no pill, and that's not quite the same.
That's crazy.
So you take
so the the red pill is the truth path. Philosophy, reasoning and critical thinking. Yeah.
But so, don't you have that now?
Hmm?
Didn't they have that already?
What do you mean?
When they're able to think critically before.
It's about the Matrix or the incels?
No, the Matrix.
I don't know. But I think basically the red pill is like, it represents being like woke on another level. Yeah, all knowing.
Like in Adam and Eve. It's like the fruit.
Yeah,
the
I agree with you. It's just I don't understand the need for the blue pill. If the blue pill just keeps things as it is.
You're supposed to take the red pill.
Yeah,
just,
or yeah, literally, you'll just drink water and sleep. It's true. Like, it doesn't make sense why there's another pill. What's that guy? Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is a tree I would climb. Like, he's so unproblematic, minds his business, dates age-appropriate women, looks good as fuck in that black suit, has that beard going on. Like, that is a Cleo. That is a tree I would climb. That's who it is. Yeah. So Neo presents him with the two pills. So basically, and not Neo the singer, like, just for context.
Yeah, in case anybody.
But fun fact, Neo the singer, his name is from the Matrix. He said that, I can't remember who it was, told him he was like the Neo of music. So it just stuck.
Wait. So why did they spell it differently then?
I don't know. I guess to be different. Maybe copyright, trademarking. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. And they're both bald, so I guess, yeah. Oh, no, but Lawrence Fishburne wasn't bald in that movie. Sorry. So basically, the incels say that they are black pill takers, and black, for them, the black pill is being enlightened. I don't know why they didn't just say blue pill, but...
It's being what? Enlightened.
Enlightened. So they are woke.
So they made up the black pill thing, right? That wasn't part of the Matrix. In the Matrix, there was no black pill.
There was no black pill. They made up the black pill for their own purpose, but...
Right.
Really and truly, it's the same as the blue pill. So it's just enlightened. They are woke. They see the world for what it is. Hmm?
It's the same as the red pill.
No, it's the same as a... Yeah.
For the blue pill is nothing.
It's the same as the pill that enlightens you. So the red pill, yes,
okay,
sorry.
Okay.
There are too many pills. Percocet and not enough Percocet and Molly.
Too many pills and no one is well.
Right? So we meet another incel called Vantar, and this guy really pisses me off.
This guy's black.
He's black.
First of
all. And it's like, first of all, if you want to fuck, let's try with getting a trim and not having the cornrows.
Girl.
Because I literally wrote the braids are the origin of your lack of desirability. Like, just try that and you will see your bride price will go up.
He's not even too far off normal.
He's not far off. And this is the scary thing. You would walk past him and think, oh, that's a normal black guy. You'd probably think, oh, he has a girlfriend.
You'd think, oh, okay, he needs to change who does his hair and that. But, and sometimes I think that, yeah, some of these incels, like, they are like hot in, they're like big fish in a small incel pond. Like, they're like good looking, people look up to them in their small little incel mania dumb place. Yeah, their incel Mojo Dojo Casa House. Yeah,
incel multiverse.
But like in the real life, maybe they're like, you know, a small fish in the real pond. So sometimes I feel like they're not so much like, they're not dangerous incels, or they don't seem to be dangerous incels, but they're happy in this community because they thrive there. They're big fish in this community.
Like, this guy doesn't seem dangerous, but he's just a weirdo. Like, he's a weirdo. Especially
weird
like,
that you're here.
And he told his family, and anyways, yeah, we'll get into that.
I think he had to tell his family because they were coming to film in the family home. And they were
I wonder what if he told them the truth, because I don't know which family would be like, oh, yes, this is fine. Unless it's like, if you're from an African family and your dad is hyper traditional and you're telling him, oh, this is what I believe, 1950s, you might be like, oh, yeah, that's calm. Like, go ahead. So he explains the back. So he explains the black pill theory, which is good because we've been waffling.
So the black pill, I would say, is the idea of how genetics play a role in your life outcomes. So normally when people are going for partners, going for social relationships, mm-hmm. intimate social relationships, a lot of the times they'll select for looks before they select for stuff like personality. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the main idea of the black pill. But what the black pill really drives home is the idea of genetics and how much genetics plays a role in your outcome in life. Mm-hmm. And I really agree. I really think that that's the case.
So he feels that people look out for looks when they first select a romantic partner. And the black pill takers are woke in the sense that they understand how important your genetics are to finding that partner. Whereas the rest mm-hmm. of us try to like conflate issues or add other things that can lead to finding a partner, but they understand that it's all about your genetics. So they already know they are at a disadvantage because genetically they are not the top of the gene pool.
But it sounds like they're just, what I'm saying, it's lazy. It's like, okay, genetically, I'm not a top of it, and then that's it.
Yeah.
No other factor. So the only successful Kevin Hart, did he win the genetics game?
Yeah, that is short sure as fuck.
It's like, you're just like, oh, woe is me. I'm so sad. Oh, this is... There's nothing.
Look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z, like, has one of the most desirable women in the world. And that guy is...
Like, I'm sorry. Like, no one is 100% genetically... No, yeah. Just try. Like, you don't even want to try.
Not know what I am, but yeah, maybe the rest of y'all.
Besides you.
So he says he doesn't partake in rape forums or overt women hatred forums, but yeah, you don't partake, but you're still part of this community, which is largely based off of that. He says people who spent hours on the forum can feel hatred, but he doesn't. So he came like prepared with these notes from people who had like died by suicide. So he speaks about how like some of these men struggle with going to therapy because they don't like the idea of sitting there and telling people their business, especially people who they feel like aren't woke in this sense. Mm-hmm. So rather than going to therapy, they come to people like him because they have no one else in their lives, which is just like the blind needing the blind. Mm-hmm. And like, there was one particular one he read out where the guy had written this whole thing and like literally unalived himself, and it was really sad. Mm.
It's really sad because it's like these deaths could be avoided if they had the right people around them,
yeah,
or access to therapy. Because like, it's reductive to be like, oh, okay, like, boohoo, you're sad, get over it.
Yeah.
Because it's actually a very valid way to feel.
Yeah.
But it's like, we have to go past that. We can't just stop with, oh, I'm sad, no one loves me, and so I'm going to hate life and women.
Yeah.
You have to go past that. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't do that on your own or with some Vanta black pill. Do you get what I mean? Like.
So Vanta's whole thing is that someone can be an incel but not anti-women and not violent.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's true, yeah. So we learned the incel movement started by a woman, and we learned this before, really, when we did the last documentary as well. The forum itself was started by a woman by accident. She just started...
Sorry, back. Vanta, yeah, doesn't think his content is, like, hateful and stuff.
Yeah.
There's this video of him responding to this woman. This woman's crying about being, like, lonely in life. And he's basically saying, there's a video of him saying like, oh, you know, she's lying and she's trying to co-opt the no friend experience, as if like it's only incels that can feel lonely if they don't have friends. And I'm just like, come on. And he's trying to come across as a good guy, but like, escalation is a thing. This is the way that things kind of like happen. It's like lack of empathy towards women.
Yeah.
It can ramp up. Like, very few people just wake up one day and say, oh, I hate women. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's escalation. So you not being able to empathize with a woman who's also feeling some of the same things that you're feeling because she's a woman. Are you telling me you don't think there's something wrong with that?
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, it's problematic. He's problematic.
And like, you having two sisters, like, you have two sisters. So...
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't know.
So, we learned that the incel movement itself was accidentally started by a woman. So she made like an online blog and she was just complaining about the world and life.
It was the Alana, the Canadian woman.
Yeah. And then like these guys jump on and then take over and it becomes like the incel kind of origin story. So there are incel music festivals.
Girl,
there are incel. There's incel cool. music.
That's the music.
Yeah,
the festival, the Virgin Fest.
Yeah, Virgin Fest. Do they check your dick to be sure you're a virgin or what? Like, how do they know you're all virgins? What if one incel's just had sex once? He's no longer admitted into the virgin fest.
Girl, they have their own, like, slang. So they have chads, which are, like, you know, sexy guys, jocks, that kind of thing.
And they have Stacey's,
which are, like, the natural blonde, sexy, whatever. And then Becky's, who are, like, brunettes, normal.
Stacey's mom.
He's got it going on. That is a tune.
That song, yeah, Cultural Reset.
That is honestly a tune. But yeah, they have their own, like, and you know what? Community, I hear it, yeah. But also, like, you guys are, like, it's giving echo chamber, which someone mentions later, and I'm glad they do.
Yeah. So we learned in August of 2021, Jake Davison went on a killing spree in Plymouth. I don't know where I was that I didn't hear about this.
Plymouth. There's certain places that you think that mad things will happen. Plymouth is not one of them.
It's not one of them. No one. It just shows no one is safe. It's the place you probably think I'm going to go to, like, at the end of my life, like, just relax in retirement. You don't think...
And be safe.
Think, like, yeah.
Plymouth.
Yeah.
That's but why then the internet is crazy, man, because then that's how you influence someone from Plymouth.
Yeah, literally. So he went on a killing spree in Plymouth, and in this killing spree he killed his mom himself. And he'd been posting, so basically to run through the chronology of this day, he'd been posting incel content for years, including, like, pestering a 16-year-old girl in America for sex. And we don't know the exact details of what happened this day, but he took a shotgun, killed his mom, went on a spree where he killed many people. Like, I think it was 15 people or five people were killed, but 15 were injured.
He shot five people in total. I think he killed five people in total.
Killed five people in total. And then it ended by him killing himself. But it's just wild because it's like, when you think about, like, incels and stuff like that, and even when you think about involuntary, like, celibacy and stuff, you think, okay, that maybe that anger is othered to women outside of the home. But he obviously had a lot of anger towards his mum as well. Because that's where he started his killing spree.
Yeah, they'd had a fight earlier that day, and then he killed her that evening, and then started his spree.
So we meet Julia, specialist in counterterrorism, who is embedded in, who was embedded in incel forums at a point to kind of get intelligence. And she says that while some incels are terrorists, not all are terrorists, and we need to be careful how we manage them so as to not radicalize most of the people. More of the people. And we just see a lot of, like, hate, like, content, I don't know if that's a word,
yeah,
that she's
got. Yeah, a
lot
of hate towards Julia Ebner, but then also, like, a lot of support for Jake Davison, kind of saying, like, oh, well, if someone just had sex with him, then he would, fine.
It's like, yeah.
When you think about that, it's like, surely that can't be it. So someone has sex with him now, he doesn't kill someone. Then what? The next time someone denies him, then what? Like, do you even understand what it is that you're saying?
And the onus cannot be on us as women to sleep with men.
Just give him a bit of pussy, then he'll be fine, and then he won't. What?
Like,
what are you saying?
So incels believe that 20% of men will attract 80% of women, and these men are the chads. So as BD said earlier, like, this is part of their lingo. And I don't know about those stats. Do I think that there are... No, I don't know about those stats.
No, because so many people are with people. Like, so many couples are together. Like, so many people are with people who aren't deemed, like, celeb sexy.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So many normal people are together. There's loads of couples that are equally yoked. Some people are punching. Some people are punching. Like, so many people are together that, like, it's not even possible that it's just only 20%. Do you get what I mean? And it's like, even you within your inceldom, like, you are such a small...
Community
in normal life.
Yeah. But they think that they are the, like... So some of these forums give incels tips on how to improve their looks, like things from injectables all the way to leg lengthening. And these injectables are bought online, which is crazy. So one psychologist...
The Looks Max thing. Do you remember the other documentary that we did? And we had that other guy, the Looks Max guy. And he had a girlfriend in the end.
Oh, I remember what you're talking about. So one psychologist has said that incel behavior may be closer to body dysmorphia than we think. And I don't think so.
I think there's some aspect of that.
That's what I was about to say. Whilst I believe there's an element of it, I don't think that is
That's not the main issue.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So a key part of being an incel is that they don't feel like they fit in with the rest of society. And there's a lot of like research that kind of supports that. These are kids that research shows are frequently bullied. The most common parental experience is neglect. And so they miss out on the development of social skills. As they miss out on the development of social skills, they sort of miss particular milestones. So they kind of like will never go on a date when they're 13 or 14. You know, they don't talk to girls when they're in high school, 15, 16, 17. And then what they start to feel is like they've missed out on these key milestones. And now that you've missed the boat, everyone else is talking, everyone else is dating, and I don't know how to. As they get disconnected from the real world, over time they move into different online spaces that become echo chambers. So now they're just talking to only other incels. And so now everyone has the same experience, which is rejection by society. It's impossible for me to find love. They also start to develop these bizarre kind of pseudoscientific beliefs, like that the reason that they're unable to find a girlfriend has nothing to do with parental neglect or social skills atrophy, but has everything to do with their height, the size of their jaw, all kinds of other things. And since it's kind of an echo chamber, everyone else believes it too, and so it starts to become true.
He says most incels are frequently bullied in childhood or experience neglect. Because of this, they miss out on key milestones like dating and talking to girls, and then they become disconnected from the real world and move into online forums that fuel hatred, which I agree. Like, mm-hmm. there is that element of something in your childhood leads to you feeling disconnected from society.
Yeah. I also think that, like, but are all incels straight then?
I was thinking that. Surely, but there must be incels. There must be, because it goes against the whole principle of, like, one, it seems like quite a traditionalist, so I don't know about that. And also
because even like with gender roles and stuff, like,
yeah,
that,
right? And then it goes against the whole thing, because the whole anger is towards women not wanting them, so yeah. It contradicts you being angry at a man not wanting you, like. So I don't know. Yeah. There must be people that have
their own forum.
That's what I was gonna say. There must be people that have those negative feelings. Yeah, but I don't think they fall under like in incel in this way.
Mm-mm.
So maybe there's a subculture of them, but yeah.
Maybe.
So we meet Sam, who's a black pillar, and we see some of his videos, and he's saying that he's an ugly loser and a virgin. And it's like, wow, I cannot open my mouth and say that on the internet.
How can you speak about yourself this way?
Sam says that he first heard about the word incel in 2017, and a lot of the issues, you know, trying to get girls in high school and college. Sorry, and he had a lot of issues trying to get girls in high school and college, and he had no one to talk to because his friends weren't experiencing these issues. He said he felt so bad about this, he started making YouTube videos to vent, and it helped him to know that he wasn't alone. And for some reason, so this bit is quite like, Sam is like a bigger guy, right? And then so he's talking about all of this, and then like whilst he's talking about this, for some reason the camera just zooms in on his food. Like, so they've met at a diner, and like she's not eating anything, but the camera just zooms in on, like, I don't know if it's a burrito or something, but it zooms in on him like unwrapping this food, and I'm just like, why? Like, guys, why? Yeah. Why did you do that? Very shady editing. So he says that the black pill community is dangerous in regards to self-harm, but he's never thought of hating anyone. And that's very reductive. Like, yes, there obviously must like be a lot of self-harm in this community because a lot of people need help and support. But sitting down and saying that, oh, it's just self-harm, it's not external, that is ridiculous. Like,
and even if it is just self-harm, that's wild as well.
Yeah. Literally, but I think he's trying to say it from the point of like, oh, we're not gonna hurt anyone. Yeah, but that's
but it's like not everyone is gonna hurt someone, but even if one person does, that's too many.
That's what I was about to say. Like, even if the one Elliot Rodger is one too many.
Even Jake Davidson, they kind of look the same as well. I'm like, bro,
yeah, that's
someone who did something. How do you know who's gonna kill someone and who's not? You don't.
So he has this rap.
Girl.
I'm Elliot Rodger. I'm never gonna be a father. I used to approach these girls, but now I figure, why bother? They think I'm a psycho, and they might be right though. Day of retribution, no excuses. It's fight or flight, ho. Oh?
these guys don't understand how dangerous this stuff is, because this is a really serious issue. Like, this guy went and murdered people, and then you create this rap about it, and you're making it normal. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, this isn't how it's meant to be.
And then saying like, oh yeah, like it's calm, like,
yeah,
it's just a rap. I don't really agree with what he did and everything. You're endorsing the things, though, aren't
you? You're endorsing it. And what's worse than the fact that he made rap is that the rap was super shit.
And he had a pen in his nose in the beginning.
Yeah, it was all bad. This doesn't condone anything Elliot did, that the rap was just like, you know, his expression. But
do you know what I love about this documentary? Yeah. On many occasions, Laura brings out her phone to watch their videos with them. Because I think sometimes it just highlights how stupid
things are, yeah.
It's like, let's actually watch it. Me and you together, let's look at this thing.
Yeah, because if I just talk about it, you don't feel the...
Exactly. And it's like, if it's just your video, people are commenting the things that you want to hear. Let's ask in real life.
In real time.
Away from the screen. Let's look at what it is that you've done.
Yeah.
And maybe then she did the same thing with Banter. Do you know what I mean? It's like, let's watch this together and see how ridiculous this is. Yeah. And with the rap one, it was just like, you could just see that he just looked so uncomfortable. Yeah, me too, I'm uncomfortable having to look at this shit that you put on the internet for no reason.
And now it's here and I've seen it and I can't unsee it.
And it lives forever.
So, God. He says he's come a long way and, you know, he just wants to show Intel that you can turn things around. He basically has a girlfriend now, which he said he found through his videos. And I would like to meet this girl, not for anything positive, but just to ask her, are you okay?
Like to meet her.
Are you okay? Because he says his partner is very supportive, but I don't know what he means by supportive of his content or just supportive of him as an individual, because those are two very different things. And also, if she's the person that brought him out of this incel community behavior, that's still a very dangerous thing, because you feel you can't leave.
And also, if that relationship should end for whatever reason,
then he's back with a vengeance.
You're back and you're better, fam. Literally, like, you're gonna be mad. I always wonder, like, when they have sex, yeah, are they, like, ousted from the community? Like, how does it work?
That's what I was saying to you. I don't know.
What happens?
But I don't think all incels are virgins. I think some of them are just...
No, but I'm saying, okay, this guy now, Sam.
Yeah. He seems like he's girlfriend. Left, though. Like, always.
Okay, but say he hadn't. Say Banter Black Pill. Yeah. Say Banter Black Pill now has a girlfriend. And is now living his best life.
Can he go
then
back?
People who were going to him for advice and stuff, oh, you sold out, you're not one of us. It's like back in the day, do you remember when people used to do that natural hair movement, yeah?
Yeah.
And then when you would relax your hair, oh, God, now you're not one of us, you're not a natural hair babe anymore.
Yeah.
I looked up to you, our hair was the same, blah, blah, blah. Do you get what I mean?
I get you.
So again, this is all linked to parasocial relationships as well, I guess.
Yeah.
People feeling too close and too entitled to people. Too inner.
So we're basically okay.
Yeah, I just got back from Jamaica, so you know.
Okay. Yeah. So we're basically at the end of the documentary now, and Laura says that incels
are fucking me.
Oh yeah, Laura says that incels are a broad range of men, and there's a risk that there'll be more attacks. That we need a mixture of mental health help, tackling online forums, and supporting people in the wider community.
Yeah, I think supporting people is really the...
Yeah, parents, but that's professionals.
Be good parents.
Yeah.
Don't have kids if you don't want to have them. It's not something you just have to do because you got eggs and sperm. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to do it. Sometimes think about it, okay? Siblings, let's all be kind to one another. You know, maybe a little bit of bullying here and there, a bit of teasing. Yeah, but let's make sure we're all okay, we're all on the same page.
I'm not gonna lie.
Let's not breed these incels from the beginning. Teachers, everybody, let's do better, okay? And therapists, maybe we, you know, make it compulsory for certain people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, when it comes to the sibling bullying, in fact, when it comes to the family bullying, I can't remember the...
There's a difference between bullying and abuse. Okay, no. There's a difference between, like, teasing
and
banter.
Yeah.
And bullying.
Because my mum and I's love language is insult.
Yeah, but I feel like there is this underlying safety net of love.
Of course,
upon which you fall when the bullying pushes you into the sky.
I can't remember the last time I said a nice thing to Chaz. And wow, I should probably be nicer to her before she becomes a femcel.
If you guys had a brother, Lord, you'd probably be into.
He would. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not saying it like it's a joke, but you need thick skin to be my family, because
I get that, but I feel like you're saying that, but ultimately your parents have done many things to show you that actually there's love.
Of course, no.
That's why it's teasing.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that without that, without all of that,
oh, without the love, then it would be turned around and die.
Then it's abuse, bro.
It's funny because my dad doesn't abuse anyone, but he doesn't bully anyone, but he gets it and he just takes it. Overrun by women. If anyone would become an incel, it would be him, to be honest.
My dad was chatting to my boyfriend and was like, oh, it's so nice chatting to another man, because he's outnumbered in the house.
Same with my dad.
And I'm just like, well, this is the son you always wanted, I guess.
Even the other day when they came for dinner, we were having a debate, and of course my dad...
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was really nice.
Good.
My dad had a differing opinion from all of us, and he couldn't get a word in. But, like, I think he felt nice that OK shared the same opinion with him. So, once in a while, like, I mean, my husband is quite quiet. He doesn't talk a lot. But once in a while, he'd, you know, whisper
pipes up
a word of support. And I know my dad
felt... Because they're not going to win on their own.
Yeah. I have a house full of girls. I want two girls. It's my dream. But yeah, guys, that is the end of the documentary.
Did you see that thing on Twitter? I think it was TikTok, but it made its way to Twitter.
What thing?
And then this woman was just saying, oh, you know, she doesn't care if she has a boy or a girl, she just wants a healthy baby. And people were in the comments like, oh, how can you say that? Do you think that the parents who have unhealthy babies wanted that?
Fuck
like,
off.
I said, do you know what?
Off.
On this internet thing, you actually have to just close
Don't
your
say
eyes.
Anything.
Just close your eyes and continue with your life, because what you're chastising someone for praying for a healthy baby.
Just
that how could they? She's so insensitive. Nothing is real. Nothing is anything.
Nothing is anything. Everything is nothing.
Literally.
So now we reach the segment where we talk about a crime.
Oh, now it's time for...
The real crime, I think, was the beard.
Our segment where we focus on something during the documentary that may not be criminal, but we definitely consider to be a crime. This is, you know how we know I'm ill from. I don't even remember this bit.
Two.
But so I put a couple. Yeah, what did you put?
So I put the fact that they zoomed in on his food.
Oh, yeah, that was rude.
And Vanta and his braids.
Yeah, Vanta's cameras were wild. Yeah, loose as fuck. And the thing is, they didn't even look like they were old. And messy, like they were new
but just not done, like, well. Yeah,
maybe he has a tender scalp, I don't know.
That the is 90% of his problem.
Yeah. The other one for me was Dark Cell's fingers. Obviously, he was wearing a mask, so they kept zooming into like his hands and stuff, and his fingers were just
dirty,
just not giving.
Ugh, gross. So next week, what are we doing? Yeah. I don't think we've decided, have we?
Oh my god, I watched this documentary on Amazon Prime called The Girl Who Became Three Boys, and it's about this girl who catfished her friends.
Oh, we're doing that next.
As three different boys.
It's giving Sweet Bobby.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
So yeah, we can do that next. It was so stupid.
Okay.
I think you'll have a lot to say. But yeah, thanks for being here. I literally am on the ropes.
I'm
going to go and drink some more water. I think I've had too much because my kidney feels
like
it's...
Oh my god. Okay. Any doctors in house, please?
Okay,
do
but
you
what's
feel...
here? Okay. I imagine this organ, yeah?
Mm.
Your bottom right, lower back. But it's not the lower back. It is the lower back. But it's not like... Say you had a tramp stamp. It's not there. It's a bit higher than that. And it's to your right. What is there? Is that not a kidney?
Yeah, but I don't think it's from oversaturation. Maybe you have kidney stones. God
forbid. Body's not used to this. Don't say these things.
I'm trying to help you help yourself, because oversaturation is not what that would be. So if there's a bigger issue, look at it. You know what I'm trying to say?
It's so hard to be me.
Oh God, woe is me. I have friends
it's
who care.
It's so hard.
Friends who care. Okay.
I just want to be healthy. It's so off-brand for me to not be feeling 100%. Like, I don't like it here. I've been so unproductive. I haven't done shit.
Look, happens to the best of us. This is more my brand, though. I'm like, oh, I'm sick, girl. Always, something's you always wrong with me.
She's not sick. She's like,
literally.
I'm sick.
I saw
and
this
TikTok. Like, boo, you whore.
I saw this TikTok that was like, oh, my girlfriend's beige flag is she's never at 100% health. There's always that's something. You. And that is me, too. I always feel sick. I always, oh, my God, I've got it. My mom's like, every, do you know that? I was like, do you know that there's not a week that goes by that you say something isn't wrong with you? I've always got a headache. I've always got sniffles. Yeah, I've always got a cold.
Ear infection, allergies.
I currently have an ear infection right now.
There's always something.
There's always something.
And if there's nothing to us, the human naked eye,
there will be something in my mind. There's a psychological I'm something. Always like either on my way to like my deathbed or... Yeah.
How many times have you researched brain tumor?
But then it's good because... Yeah,
when's the last time you did that?
Probably 2 weeks ago. I had very bad headache. Yeah, very bad migraine. I always almost have cancer. I always think like my uterus and my whole reproductive system is just about to fall out of my body.
Fam, did you see that video? The girl was talking about how that thing fell out of her vagina.
No,
it was like a part of her.
No,
I don't remember what it was called, but I googled it and I wish I didn't.
I didn't see it and I don't want to know.
Okay, well,
thank you. There's always something that you can that can happen to you. It just makes me be like, I want to go now because I can't be honest. Like, even when I see all these pregnancy videos, you'll be learning different things. Yeah, and I'm like,
did you see the one this girl tweeted yesterday that she was just having stomach pains
and she went to hospital and she gave birth?
And I've been nauseous for the past like 3. I literally was like, oh my God, imagine all of this and I'm just in labor.
I would look at the baby and be like, okay,
how could you do this to me?
That was interesting and walk out. Like, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
I don't know about that.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. Nah. That ain't got shit to do with me.
It's so scary.
The best way is abstinence.
You need to have a baby shower or anything.
Yeah, nah. You don't even have space in your house. You don't have a crib. Now you've got to bring... Nah. But I would go into denial. I think I would have a breakdown, though. Especially with me. Like, I like everything to be, like, a certain way. So the thought of just having a child with zero prep...
You'd be like, wait, just hold it for 9 months. Let me just...
Yeah. Nah. I'd be like, it's either you go back to where you came from inside me, or... I think I'd go into denial. I wouldn't admit it that it was mine. I don't know. Scary scenes, guys. You know what? I think we should all be virgins. Let's be
virgins again.
Voluntary celibates, because that's the only way. The one sure way to be sure you're not pregnant is
V cells.
Yeah, V cells. All right, guys.
Okay, I need to lie down.
It's been real.
I'll put the trailer. Oh, I need to edit this by tomorrow. Blimmin' heck, mate. Okay, well, I'm going to go have a nap and then I'm going to edit.
All right. See you all later.
Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you very much. Follow us wherever. You know all the
deal. Right.
Bye. Bye.
Gemma Barker is an absolute master of disguise and deceit.
Gemma was like a blank piece of paper that you could do anything with.
I think she's devious. This took months of planning.
In 2009, 18-year-old student Gemma Barker invented 3 fictitious boys.
3 boys, 3 different names, 3 different personalities, 3 different styles. She was so clever, so clever.
In disguise as these boys, Gemma seduced 2 of her best friends.
You just don't think when you meet up with someone, do you? Like, oh, that's my friend dressed up.
None of it seemed credible. This was just lies upon lies. It was only because she fell asleep that the whole house of cards came tumbling down.
I thought, what do you mean? My boyfriend's a girl.
We were all gobsmacked. We were all hoodwinked. Coppers as well.
You stole other people's pictures, put them on a new Facebook and renamed it. If Mark Zuckerberg did not invent Facebook, then none of this would ever happen. So he's to blame.